Colorado's stay-at-home order lifts next Monday, but K through 12 schools will remain closed by the state. Most have switched over to online learning, but this format doesn't work well for all classes and students. KUNC's Stephanie Daniel has more on how one Northern Colorado school district is dealing with the transition to virtual classrooms.
Carmen Bustillos is a second language acquisition teacher at Brentwood Middle School in Greeley Evans School District 6.
Okay, so welcome back to our English class, everybody.
She's talking to seven students through a video platform. They are from Mexico, Guatemala, Eritrea, and Myanmar.
We hope that you enjoyed your morning classes. Were they good?
They range from newcomers to more seasoned residents who have been in the U.S. for a few years. They are classified as English language learners or ELL students.
Just because you're at home, it doesn't mean that you are excused from the work.
About one-third of the 22,000 students in District 6 are either current or former ELL students from all over the world. They speak more than 80 languages, which made switching to an online learning format more difficult.
My initial response was, well, I do love a good challenge.
That's Cassie Guy. She's the elementary CLD coordinator for District 6. CLD stands for Culturally and Linguistically Diverse. Guy's job, along with the secondary CLD coordinator, is to oversee the programming for those learning English.
We truly believe that our students deserve and they need to be in general education in order to learn. They need to be around other kids who are speaking English, that are fluent English speakers.
One way to do this is having CLD teachers co-teach with regular teachers. That's still happening online, and CLD teachers also have virtual office hours to work with their students.
The classes that I'm assisting in, the content teacher is teaching, and I'm listening and watching at the same time, so I'm watching the video at the same time.
Bev Anderson helped create the online CLD curriculum. She also works at Brentwood Middle School with Carmen Bustillos and is sitting in on her virtual English class.
I like to stay as silent as possible, and as kids are asking questions in the public chat, I just quickly answer the questions on the side, and they'll call me and say, I'm really confused about this. Can you help me?
Teaching ELL virtually is just one part of the online learning experience for these students. The district also gave them Chromebooks and is working to ensure they have good internet access. But families also need to stay informed.
I'm Lisa Taylor. I'm the executive director of the Immigrant and Refugee Center of Northern Colorado.
District 6 shares educational information with the nonprofit center, which then translates it
French, Malay, Somali, Spanish, Swahili
into written documents and or audio recordings for the families.
Burmese, Karini, Rohingya.
But she says there's a digital literacy divide that still needs to be overcome. Older students are adjusting quicker.
But for our clients who have younger children, where there is the need for assistance in engaging this medium, many of them don't possess those skills themselves. That's not something that's a part of their world.
The nonprofit has called clients and created tutorials in their native languages to help them help their kids. Taylor says District 6 continues to be supportive, flexible, and patient during the transition.
We're grateful for that for sure, but it would be misleading to not fully admit what a heavy lift it's been for our clients.
Okay, who would like to volunteer to share?
Me.
Back at the virtual English class, CLD teacher Bev Anderson listens as students work on sentence structure.
I like to play with him.
Online classes are not ideal for ELL students, but she says overall, they're going well. Most can complete the reading and writing assignments, but the oral part is challenging.
At least when they're in school, they're required to speak in English. So these kids will probably regress a little bit. They'll go backwards on their speaking ability because at home it's their first language completely.
District 6 says about 650 students are without internet access or don't have a strong enough connection to take online classes. This includes some ELL students. So they've had to give out schoolwork on paper while the issue gets resolved. Stephanie Daniel, KUNC.